You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Food poverty and child malnutrition is a problem facing Aotearoa, with more than 160,000 Kiwi kids not getting enough good food. The Ministry of Health recently published a report, the Household Food Insecurities Among New Zealand Children Health Survey, which found that children in food insecure households have poor parent rated health status, poorer nutrition, as well as reported higher rates of psychological and parenting stress, as well as those poorer self rates of health status. Now, the strain seemed to be on those families living on a low income budget. We are a low wage economy, along with very low levels of welfare support, is fueling this crisis of food poverty. So what is going to be done about all of this by the Ministry of Health? Well, I caught up with Dr. Sarah Garrison of the University of Auckland's Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences, who spoke to me on the prevalence of food poverty's impact on the families in Aotearoa.
Yeah, well, it's quite complicated in that we know that there's a lot of things that go into meaning that families don't have enough food for their children. The Ministry of Health has been collecting data over time, so they had the Adult Nutrition Survey in 2008, and then this research that they've just released has been about children, and that was collected in 2002, 2004 and 2005. So it's they're trying to watch over time to see how we're going with being able to feed the children in New Zealand.
So in this 2016 to 2017 study, it was the first of its kind to really show the impact of food insecurity on a child's growth and development. So previous to this, what do we know about the issue, or what had we found out previous to the new study, and what has not been touched on in the past? What are the new evidence that we have?
Yeah, so the difference is that we used to collect nutrition surveys separate from the health survey. So in 2002, there was a really good children's nutrition survey done, and it found out a lot of detail about what children were eating, but then it didn't have a lot of the other questions around child psychological development, their physical health development. So it's just about asking them at the same time points, really, of being able to then analyse it cross-sectionally. We haven't repeated a children's nutrition survey since 2002, so that's severely overdue now. We really need to know what our kids are eating. So, you know, that's an expensive survey, but it's one that's really worth the government investing in so that we can actually know what children are eating. This health survey asks more just general questions about nutrition. It doesn't have the detail about what they actually consumed. It's more like, do they usually eat breakfast every day? Those kind of questions, and just a light touch. But it did mean that in this report that the ministry has just done, they were able to look at a range of health outcomes. And it doesn't mean that the food insecurity is causing these outcomes. It means that it's associated with it. So we can't tell that it's directly related, but it does occur in the same children. And it's not implausible to imagine how not having enough to eat could result in these psychological issues, and then how that leads into further physical health issues and educational outcomes as well.
So I guess when it comes to recognising this issue, we really have to address some of those factors about why children are being left in these conditions. So could you just go over with me some of the key reasonings behind what leads to malnutrition in children in New Zealand, and also a bit of background on why this might be?
Yeah, I think the main thing is just physically not having enough money to spend on food.
Yeah.
So we know that parents do prioritise their children's health and their children's nutrition, and if they have enough money, they will buy, you know, food for their children. It's just that these family food budgets have not been adequate enough for people to afford food. So the University of Auckland, University of Otago has been collecting food costs over time, and they go into supermarkets and cost up how much it would cost to feed a family, and compare both throughout the country and also over time that price of food. And we know from this New Zealand Health Survey data that the Ministry of Health collected that food insecurity was sort of reached a peak around 2012. That was when we had nearly one in four children in New Zealand experiencing food insecurity. That means their household often ran out of food. Their parents said they were stressed about providing them with food, that kind of thing. But then And that was also when the food cost survey was showing that food cost was really high in New Zealand around 2012. These latest figures from 2014-15 are showing slightly reduced numbers. So we've still got one in five children living in a food insecure household. Okay. That's around 180,000 under 15-year-olds. And the price of food has come down slightly, but it's still very high. So we know that families often report that fruit and vegetables that particularly are a big cost.
So it's really a case, it's a systemic issue, I guess, which comes from low-income families not being able to provide enough. So for these families, what are some of the impacts that they are experiencing from the poor food nutrition, and how can this affect both those families as well as their offspring?
Yeah, I'm particularly concerned about the effects of food insecurity on children's both mental and physical health development. And their parents also are reporting that they have higher psychological distress, that they're under parenting stress as well, that they find it hard to parent well when they're hungry, which, you know, we all know the hunger. And I'm sure they're experiencing it, you know, in droves. And then, so for their children, the children in this survey, their parents were more likely to report that the child had poor health, just overall, that they were less likely to eat fruit and veg and more likely to not have breakfast every day, which we know has an impact on their education, and that they're more likely to have social, emotional and behavioural development concerns. So these kids are experiencing stress, and that's what happens when you don't have enough to eat or you're uncertain about where that food's going to come from. It does impact on children. So, and even though parents try to shield their children from these effects, I think we can see that it is impacting on the children's health.
Yeah, I guess we always have to address this issue, which, you know, stems from is that poverty and the socioeconomic predisposition is what leads to this insecurity behind food. So do you believe that in order to get the kids and the family the right food each day, we must first address how the economy affects these low-income families?
Yeah, definitely. And I know that there is a lot of work going on the government in this area. And the great thing now is that we have data that's going to be monitored across government departments looking at how they're working to reduce child poverty. We just need to make sure, you know, everyone is on board with that message and trying to improve the lives of these children, because it has big implications for the rest of the economy. We need every child in this country to be performing at their best and developing to their full potential. And really, food insecurity places the child on the back foot right from the start.
I don't know. And frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.